It's great to pray with everyone this evening. Thank you for making time to be here. What better way to end one year and begin the next? Just a word you might have heard in the welcome before, that the Mass is being offered for John Veloukis. Many of you remember John. He was a gentleman who he walked everywhere, who came to Mass every day. John was kind of a voracious writer. He wrote a lot about on creation and a lot about ending abortion. And today was John's birthday, December. It is John's birthday, December 31st. And so it's great to celebrate this Mass. He would surely be here walking in from his home a mile or so away. So we remember him in our prayers. It's fitting that as we end one year and we get into the next, we come to Mary, under Mary, Mother of God. And there's no title that I think Mary appreciates being called more, and is called more than Mother of God. Every time we pray the Hail Mary, we refer to Mary under that title, Mother of God. It's the title that when Elizabeth said, "How is it the mother of my Lord should come to me?" When the angel appeared to Joseph and in the dream, he said, take the boy and his mother. And so that the title of Mother of God is so close to our Blessed Mother's heart and so close to Jesus's heart. And as we think of that moment of the Annunciation, when Mary became the Mother of God, what did the scripture say? That the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. The Holy Spirit was poured out upon her, that she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so as we kind of come into the next year, a beautiful image might be to think about the womb of the Blessed Mother Mary. We might just contemplate the Blessed Mother Mary filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And what did the Holy Spirit bring forth in her? Of course, Jesus Christ. Mary was that perfect. Mary is a magnet of the Holy Spirit. Wherever Mary is, the Holy Spirit is. And so as we look into this next year, what better vision to think about than to emulate our beautiful Mother Mary and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us. The different things in the church and the different problems in the church, it's all because we're not letting ourselves be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do we desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit as Mary was at the Annunciation, the power of the Holy Spirit? And then we might think of our dear Blessed Mother Mary, our Mother, Mother of God. And we think of the eyes of a mother. We think of the eyes of a mother. How oftentimes, what do we look for is the eyes of mom. We look, especially when we're away, to see mom. Whenever we see mom, it brings a sense of comfort. It brings a sense of love. It brings a sense of home. Wherever mom is, that's where home is, right? The eyes of a mother. And so we contemplate that in our Blessed Mother Mary. Wherever Mary is, there's a sense of peace. There's a sense of home. There's a sense of calm. At the same time, we think about the eyes of Mary. We also know as children that there's also times that we don't want to see the eyes of our mother, right? There's times where we're saying, boy, I don't know if I want mom to see me. And sometimes that what does mom do? But mom is looking for the eyes of their son or daughter and say, you know, what's going on? And we know that in those times that we're hiding from mom, there's something deep within us that's kind of off kilter. Other times in the spiritual life, it's like we're in the pews and the church is full and we're looking to kind of see, but someone always keeps blocking our vision. But that sense of the eyes of Mary, we might say to ourselves as we come to the Mass tonight, where are we? Are we comfortable locking eyes with our Blessed Mother Mary? Is there something that's in our way, or are we afraid? And as we think about that a little bit more, as we go into this new year, we say, what is the kind of the foundation? What is the foundation for entering into that relationship with allowing the Holy Spirit to fill us in the same way the Holy Spirit filled Mary? And that's a five-letter word, peace. Peace. The Holy Spirit cannot fill us if we don't have a sense of internal peace. If we don't have a peacefulness within us, if within ourselves it's a sense of chaos, the Holy Spirit cannot fill us. And what do we hear so often in Mass? What does peace bring? Is peace always brings a sense of order. Peace reorders ourselves. When we're not at peace, things are out of order, right? Things are bouncing around within us. When we're at peace, things are in proper order. And so we think of the prayers in the different sacraments, in the sacrament of confession, right before that, and I absolve you of your sins, the Almighty God grants you pardon and peace. Peace is a reordering, to reorder our soul back to God perfectly. We think of after Mass, after the Our Father, we pray for peace about eight times. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and bring peace. If it's that part during the Mass, I have it memorized, but now I don't because it's not at that part. But that fill us with that sense of peace. And then we think of that sense of peace always brings us to the right order. And we even think of the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. And so what does peace evolve in? If we put God first, give God the glory first, if God is what we worship first and foremost, what follows after? Peace. Peace. And so wherever we give God the glory first, peace naturally follows. Peace to people of goodwill. What does goodwill mean? But peace of goodwill does not mean that we're perfect, but it means that our heart is centered on the focus and the gaze of Jesus and Mary. And so as we contemplate the end of the 1 year and into the next, we contemplate the Blessed Mother Mary, and wouldn't it be that each of us would be filled in the Holy Spirit in the same way that our beautiful Blessed Mother Mary was? And wouldn't it be that each of us in our own lives, what is it that's out of order? What is it that we're worshiping ahead of God? Because whenever there's a sense of restlessness, a sense of losing our peace, there's something perhaps that we're worshiping, that we're giving glory to instead of God. And so we pray for that grace, that the Holy Spirit would fill us to clear our sight, to clear our vision, so as to give God the perfect praise and to allow God's peace, even in the most difficult of times, peace as possible, that we would have peace.